broadcast studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Good afternoon. Welcome into ABQ Connect. Hope you had a tremendous weekend. I'll tell you what, if you didn't go to the Casting Crowns concert this past Friday out in Rio Rancho, it was absolutely fabulous. Loved it, was totally blessed. And the next time Casting Crowns comes to Albuquerque, I'm personally going to every church, Andrew, and I'm saying you got to get tickets to go to Casting Crowns. What amazing blessing that was. Carrie Jobe and her husband did a great job singing as well. Carrie's got to be 6 or 8 months pregnant, so her being up there I know was a lot of work, but she was really a blessing to all of us. So thank you all for attending that concert. We hope that you'll continue to enjoy the music presentations that come in and that we are able to promote and be blessed to do so here at KNKT. Hey, we're visited by John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. I just found out today, the champion of the Star 88 Golf Tournament. Hey, John. Hey, and you're telling me very calmly, yeah, I didn't do any real recruiting, just my coworkers.
No, I promise. It was just, this is some good friends. This
you can,
came
you
out
can hit
employees.
That ball a little bit, John.
Well, I can putt.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, if I could drive, putt, and chip, I'd be a pretty good golfer.
Same here. If I only had those three working together, it'd be all right.
Yeah, they are mutually exclusive for one another in my golf game. But, John, honestly, we've talked about this, is I know so many people that are over, say, 50 years old that love to go out and golf. And yes, I do. And they hit a few balls. And they go out and they shank a few balls and they're all frustrated. But when you really look at it, they play once or twice a month. Now, I know you practice. You get out there and really practice. But most of us, I think I played golf twice the whole summer and I'm frustrated because I can't hit it straight. Well, duh.
Yeah. It's a perishing skill.
And you have to get out and practice a little bit.
Like I said, it's a perishable skill. If you don't practice, you're just not going to do it.
That's right. Well, John, it's always good to see you. John Chitwood, of course, the owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive, longtime sponsor here at KNKT. John has a lot of fun, teaches Bible studies on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque, is involved in the fellowship here for many years. How many years at Southern Boulevard Automotive?
25.
25. Not a bad tenure.
Kind of a round number, you know. Only three more quarters to go.
And John, I got to tell you, I'm blessed myself because I have an older vehicle. Brought it into you last week, and you did exactly what you told us on the radio. You brought me underneath the vehicle. Thought there was a small oil leak or some fluid leak. Couldn't tell what it was. I think you guys think right now that it might be power steering fluid.
Correct.
So you sprayed off or steamed off the hole underneath of the car, removing all that little grit and grime that kind of builds up when you have a leak. And I brought it back the next day, and lo and behold, your healing touch. It doesn't leak anymore.
Well, it's not that, like I told you, not that it doesn't leak, but it ain't showing its head
right
now.
It's not showing its head. Well, and I'll bring it back over to you tomorrow. You mentioned, give it a few days and we might see where it's coming from. But, it's good to try to head something off like that before it creates a big problem, but sometimes it's not easy. So I just wanted to tell you on the air, I appreciate the effort.
Problem.
Southern Boulevard Automotive really does spend a lot of personal time and care and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
And I know you'll do that with a lot of people because I'm a little bit more mechanically inclined and that I can kind of understand what's going on. But I know a lot of people, they just want to bring it in. It's like I am with a computer. I want to bring my computer to somebody and go, please make this work because I have no idea what's making it work.
I'm the same way when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, let's get started. And we've got winter coming up. One of the nice things we love about New Mexico is that we've got four seasons here. What kinds of maintenance should we be considering to get ready for winter?
Always tires, your antifreeze. Now, because this is what we find, when we have catastrophic failures during the winter. One of the things that we find a lot of is someone will have had a cooling system problem during the summer. And they did, and they fixed it. Maybe they fixed it themselves. Maybe they had a friend, whatever it may be. And they filled it with water.
Ah.
Okay. Now in the summer, that's okay. But now when the winter comes and we have a freezing night And then the next morning they go out to start the car. They have belts breaking or a timing belt break because it rolls the water pump because the water pump's frozen. And then all of a sudden we have catastrophic failure. Then what ends up happening, you know, so what I would say is, you know, get your antifreeze checked. Just, you know, it's a very simple literally two second check. Just, you know, is it going to freeze or is it not? What is it good to, you know, like 40 below and stuff like that.
And you've got a little thing that kind of looks like a thermometer you stick in there to check out the mixture.
Exactly right. And that's all you're looking for. It's just to make sure, you know, that it's, you know, worth freezing. And then, another thing what ends up happening too is in the winter, you'll see a lot more of because with heat and cold, you know, heat makes things swell together. Mm-hmm. Cold makes it retract. So, what ends up happening is you see a lot more coolant leaks and a lot more oil leaks during the winter than you would during the summer. And people would think, well, that, the, you know, isn't more hotter, more pressure. Well, yeah, but it also, swells the metal and it'll actually close it. Cause, what we've just seen in the last couple of weeks, now that it's cooled down, it will start to see exhaust leaks and stuff like this come in. Like, well, you know, I hear it first thing in the morning now. Well, yeah, cause it's cooler now. You're going to start hearing that.
So if we don't really, if we're not aware of anything wrong, we can run the car by Southern Boulevard Automotive, mm-hmm. and you'll do a checkup.
Well,
ballpark us on what you charge to do a checkup.
Well, we don't.
On the vehicle.
Just come in and ask for the AAA 38. Actually, I think it's like 40 point check now, and that's free.
Oh, nice.
And we put it on the rack and just do a visual check real quick for the customer, and there's no charge for that.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, John, if you do have a major problem, you guys have all kinds of services. Like you have some towing with repairs,
yes.
a few conditions on that, so they need to call you.
Correct.
Southern Boulevard Automotive is 505-892-2300. They're located at 2300 Southern Boulevard Southeast in Rio Rancho. And, John, you can't give everybody a ride back to their house. You're pretty far up in Rio Rancho, but within what, 5 miles or
no,
so?
No. 10 to 12.
10 to 12.
10 to 12 mile ride. You know, well, for instance, from the shop to the church here is about 12 miles. No problem.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
So you've really expanded the amount of area that people can work with. I know my elderly parents have come to the shop.
Yeah.
And you guys have picked, you know, take them home, repair the vehicle, go pick them up. So you try to make it as convenient as you possibly can.
Oh, yeah. You want to make it as painless as possible because, I mean, who wants to come into an automotive shop? I mean, honestly, nobody wants to come in and says, hey, I broke down. It's like going to the hospital. No one really wants to do it.
Yeah.
I could go a lifetime without stepping into a hospital.
Yeah. Hey, amen to that. John Chitwood from Southern Boulevard Automotive is in studio with us this afternoon. If you'd like to ask him a question about a possible car repair or a problem that you have, call us at 505-338-5790. And I'm going to give away some Hinkle Family Fun Passes. It's a pack of four for one of the rides at Hinkle Family Fun Center, in addition to Southern Boulevard celebrating their 25th anniversary. So is Hinkle Family Fun Center. They're up on Indian School and Tramway. They take up that whole corner. They got miniature golf. I love the go-kart track. It's a blast, although I'm a little heavier than the go-karts like to agree with.
You're
so
taller than the go-karts.
Yeah. Well, stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more from John right after these messages.
Change is inevitable, like the weather. Is your home's heating system ready? Remove dampener, check filter, inspect compartments. Wait, I might have to get up on the roof for all this? Inspect heat changer, shut down furnace, properly clean flame sensor. Wait, how do I do that again? Turn on gas valve and check for leaks. Wait, slow down. Gas leaks? Check pilot assembly tubes. Verify blower compartment door is closed. Ready or not, change is coming. When it does, call Bosque Heating and Cooling at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. We'd love to help.
This is Pastor Scott Tom. Are you new in town? Looking for a church? Visit us at Cross Christian Fellowship. We have verse-by-verse teaching, casual dress, and contemporary worship. There are great opportunities for community and service. We are located just north of Osuna on Edith. For more information, visit crossfellowship.org. See you at the cross.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
The Bible tells us we shouldn't just know about God, but that we should know Him. This Is God Face to Face is a free women's Bible study starting Tuesday, October 15th at 6:30 at Calvary Church Westside. Join Sheology as we study some of the awesome attributes of our great God, incomparable, untamable, indescribable, and unchangeable, and what they mean for your life. No registration necessary, however, it is required for childcare. Details online at calvarynm.church.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive, our Ask the Expert about car repairs and everything in studio with us this afternoon. And we have Jason on the line asking a question about a catalytic converter. Hi, Jason. Where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. Well, I live in Tijeras, but I'm always in Albuquerque.
All right. What's your question?
Yes, sir. So, I have a Hyundai Accent that has a catalytic converter leak. It's got like a big hole in the catalytic converter. I need to replace it, but I'm kind of in a bad spot where I can't do that right now.
Okay.
Is there a way that I can, because I know they sell like a muffler patch for a temporary type fix. Is there a way that I could fix that instead of having to replace the whole thing? And the catalytic converter on these, they come off of the manifold. They're not like under the car like a normal.
That. Exactly. Now, do you have a V6 or is it a four-cylinder?
It's a four-cylinder.
Yeah. Now, the only thing you can really do on that is actually replace the whole manifold with the catalytic converter, everything on it.
I mean,
with anything, you know, that has a hole in it, I mean, yeah, you could try to find something to patch it, but is it going to, you know, it's just going to bypass the catalytic converter no matter what, you know, and it's got to go through the catalytic converter. If the check engine light comes on or something like that, it's not going to fix that at all.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's no other way around it except to, you know, buy another catalytic converter. Now you can buy aftermarket catalytic converters, you know, that are actually, you know, manifold replacements. You know, I know Walker sells them. You know, there's some, Dorman products out there that are, not bad, especially on Hyundais. You just got to make sure you get the right one and that the precious metals inside are actually OEM equivalent.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, but now there's nothing really you can do to, you just put a band-aid on it because eventually, because it is exhaust, it's going to get super hot. It's going to burn a hole in it.
Right.
Whatever the patch is,
really
I should
say. Up to that.
Well, I mean, the steel can, but, you know, the patch more than likely won't.
Yeah, Jason, okay. I want to ask one more question of John while you're on the phone. Is there any, could he be creating any bigger problems for himself if he doesn't get it repaired?
Well, you know, a catalytic converter is a kind of a fickle little thing. And what I mean by that is the catalytic converter is there. And when the exhaust goes into it, it actually, you know, creates a catalyst where it actually makes the air, quote unquote, the exhaust coming out of it a little bit more breathable, you know, for our ozone and stuff like that, even though you don't breathe it or you'll die. But at the same time, you know, the rear oxygen sensor, it's actually monitoring the catalytic converter. Okay. Is your check engine light on right now?
Yes, it did. It did come on.
Okay.
That's kind of what prompted me to check out my exhaust system. Cause like you said, now it's been getting a little cold.
Right.
You know, and the first thing in the morning, I start hearing, it sounds like I'm driving a, you know, a souped up little car.
Yeah, exactly. Now, is it a hole in the catalytic converter, exactly? Or is it on like on the manifold gasket or below it?
It's on the cat itself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you know what? As far as causing more problems, if the catalytic converter was plugged up, then yes, you could cause more problems even to the engine. You can burn a valve and stuff like that, or even get it to the point where you can't even move. But as far as, you know, if it's not and it's just like a rust factor or something like that where there's a hole in it, you're not really, you know, there's nothing detrimental at this point.
Okay. Okay.
But when you go up to a stoplight now, Jason, everybody's going to think you want to race them.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't smell too good. I feel bad for everybody behind me sometimes.
No, exactly. And you know, another thing too is with when you have an exhaust leak like that, if your front oxygen sensor does not get up to operating temperature where it's not hot enough, it'll actually make the fuel mixture incorrect on that as well, and that'll damage the catalytic converter too. You know, start melting it down. So you got to be careful with that as well.
I see. All right. Well, great. Well, thank you for the help, man.
No problem, buddy.
Jason, make sure you give your information to Andrew so you can get those Hinkle Family Fun Center passes.
Sounds great. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Jason.
And we've got Mike on the line. He's calling about antifreeze. Mike, how are you this afternoon?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good.
I appreciate you taking my call. I just had a quick question on antifreeze as far as the orange and the green. And do they mix or are they compatible?
Well, you're not supposed to. I have seen people do it, and I've actually seen some of it turn to mud. So I don't recommend it. We don't do it. Don't mix the green and red. I mean, I've seen it turn to mud. They are of a different chemical makeup. So I would say don't mix them or you cause yourself just a little bit more grief down the road.
Yeah, because what I've got in my vehicles now is the Dexcool.
Yeah, that's the red,
which
correct.
Which is the orange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't want to change, even if I drain it out, I really don't want to put that other stuff in.
Correct, because you'll never, ever get it completely all out of there unless you pulled the motor and rolled it over.
Right.
Go back with the same Dexcool that came out of it. Whatever the manufacturer says that you need, put it back in.
And that brings up another question. Like you said, you never get it all out of the system.
Correct.
I have a GMC Jimny that it's got the plugs on the engine block.
Right.
Is it good to just take those out and drain that out of the block?
If you can, yeah, that's optimal. You know, if you can and get to it, yeah. You know, what I've seen a couple different times, those people strip them, so just be careful.
Yeah, right. I've taken them off before on the vehicle, so I've never had a problem. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. The best way. At least you get it all out of the engine block and then drain the radiator and then do the same. Correct.
Right. I had one other question, too, on Saab. I've got a little hesitation when I take off.
Okay.
And everybody told me to go to a high-premium gas, so I did, but it's still there.
What year is the Saab?
It's 98. It's kind of old.
Okay. 20. What I would do, the first place I would go to is the mass airflow sensor on that and clean the mass airflow sensor. You can actually buy little cans at the parts store. It's made just for that. And it'll say mass airflow sensor cleaner. It's a small can. Take off the mass airflow sensor cleaner. And the way the air goes into it, just spray off the hot wire inside there and then try that. That'd be first.
In the direction it's going in, right?
Exactly. In other words, the spray is going to be going as traveling like the air would be.
Okay. Great, John. Thank you very much.
No
Mike,
problem.
Thanks
Mike.
For
thank
the
you,
call.
Sir.
Appreciate it. Our phone number this afternoon 505-338-5790. John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard in Automotive, in studio with us, and we're going to come back and talk with Tom on the phone. But before that, we've got to go to these messages. We'll be right back.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We're in studio with Elaine Ramos from Ramos Real Estate. Elaine, thanks so much for joining us again today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Steve.
One of the things we want to touch on today is credit scores. Mm-hmm. Everyone's an expert, it seems, I'm sure you have plenty of folks show up in your office, and they've probably predetermined whether or not they're at one score or another and how to take care of it, but the truth is there's so much that you've learned in the mm-hmm. years you've done this
Definitely.
That it really benefit them to come talk to you.
That's right, especially with the new abilities to check your credit scores online. Unfortunately, a lot of people use that to determine whether or not they can qualify for a home, but that information is incorrect. And often they'll come with credit score and be concerned they can't get a home. But often that is incorrect, and it's always higher. So definitely we want them to come in and get that checked.
Okay, so say you have a decent score, but you're looking for the best loan at the best rate, mm-hmm. and you find yourself just a few points away from mm-hmm. getting into the next better rate or better package. What do you do at that point?
So there's a program called Rapid Rescore that Eleanor Hutt of Waterstone Mortgage offers, and I'll let Eleanor tell you about it.
Hi, guys. Thank you for allowing me to be here and share some of the tools that we offer that will help you get your credit score raised. I've seen them go up as high as, 10 points to 80 points. So it just depends where you're at, and that's why it's very important to speak with a professional that can tell you exactly where you stand.
And it could be changed in just a matter of days.
Correct. The normal way to get your scores up, you could take up to 2 to 3, 4 months going through a credit repair company, whereas the Rapid Rescore is a matter of days.
Wow. Elaine, if folks want to find out more about this, I know you've got an easy way for them to catch up with you.
You bet. If they can call me at 505-379-6845 or at my website at RamosRealEstateNM.com.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, John Chitwood, owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive, in studio with us this afternoon. He is the expert on car repair. He's been doing it at Southern Boulevard Automotive for 25 years. They are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard, and their phone number is 505-892-2300. We are taking calls from our listeners this afternoon. In fact, Tom, thanks for holding during our break there. You've got a question for John?
Yeah, you guys picking me up okay?
Yeah, we can hear you great.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to piggyback on the last question. It wasn't the original one I was going to ask, but since they're talking about antifreeze, I actually bought a 2010 Acura.
Okay.
It was serviced by the dealer, by the previous owner, and the antifreeze in there is blue.
Correct.
Do I need to get whatever it is they got?
Yes. Yeah. Go back to blue on that. I mean, and what we have found is you just don't mix. You just don't mix. Now, blue and green, they're close. The glycol, I mean, they're close. They really are. And I have seen people mix them with no adverse, effects at all. But the blue actually carries a lubricant in it that you don't get in any of the other antifreeze. So I suggest if you came with a blue, go back with the blue. There was a reason why the manufacturer did it, whether it be BMW, Honda, whatever the vehicle that came with it, you go back with it. That's our suggestion. That's what we recommend.
Do you have to go to the dealer for that stuff?
No. You can get it at, Napa or any parts store.
Yeah, what you generally have to do is just give them your model number and the make.
Correct.
They have the specified coolant is
correct.
What you can buy.
Correct. Pentafrost has a lot of that.
Great. Well, the real problem I'm chasing on this vehicle, it's a 2010 MDX.
Okay.
And it diesels a little bit. I've tried everything. I had it brought by a shop. They put it on an analyzer. They drove it while it was on an analyzer. The mechanic drove it with his laptop connected. And he heard what he said. He said it may be the valve noise. Now, the valves had never been adjusted, so I went ahead and very carefully did that job myself.
Okay.
But I still had I don't know whether to call it an engine knock or pinging or dieseling. I don't really know technically what the differences are.
When do you hear it?
Those. But the only way I was able to get it to go away was I bought the highest octane gas I could get, and then I got the hottest stuff I could buy, octane booster, to add to it.
Okay.
And then that did it. But that's an expensive way to go.
Yeah, it is.
Is there anything else I can do? The only other thing that came to mind was, what is a knock sensor? Might I need to replace it?
even though my mechanic told me, yeah, you're okay, your knock sensor was giving a signal.
Well, see, with the OBD2 system on there, the onboard diagnostic 2 system, it's actually monitoring that. If you had a problem with the knock sensor where it wasn't advancing or retarding the timing like it should, it would actually set a code for that. Now, you could also have a problem with a lot of carbon buildup on top of the pistons. I've seen that as well, where it actually increases the compression on the cylinder and causes that pre-detonation knock that you're listening to. So you may want to, you know, buy like, you know, one of the products that we use, and I've had, you know, really good luck with it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not the kind of person that, you know, wants to add stuff to gas or to oil or something like that. I'm the kind of like, you know, don't put snake oil in your vehicle. But BG come out with a product that's called 44K. And it actually works really good. You put that into your gas, you run a tank of that through there, and it'll decarbonize the carbon on top of the pistons, and that could actually be causing your whole problem. You know, because you need that carbon to go away. So that'll break it up and get it out of there. I would recommend doing that first before I did anything physically mechanical at all, is try to do a decarbonization of the engine and see if you can't get that to fly off.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give that a try. Is it a bad idea to shotgun the knock sensor just for fun if I'm in there?
Do what now?
To replace the knock sensor? Is there?
I mean, you can, but I honestly,
are you saying that I will get a code if
the knock sensor's bad, you'll get a code for it. Okay. If it's not operating as per design, you know, because the computers are so sensitive, it'll pick up on that. So I really wouldn't worry about the knock sensor right now at all. I would actually more focus upon the carbon on top of the pistons. You know, I would try to get rid of that first. You know, just as it's a preliminary thing, it's a very inexpensive, you know, a way to go than like, hey, let's just start tearing apart the motor and replacing everything. You know, go with the easy stuff first. Just keep it simple.
Sounds good. So what was the name of that product again?
It's by BG. That's the product, you know, it's just BG, stands for bearing gear, but it's BG product, and it's called 44K. And just run a can of that in your gas, and I've actually had great luck with it. But that's what I would do first. Great. Especially.
All right, well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Tom. No problem. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially since he's getting that detonation noise to leave with all that high octane and the booster, you'd have to say, okay, our compression's a little too high.
Gotcha.
So we could actually look in towards, you know, maybe carbon on top of the pistons, you know, creating that extra combustion.
Mm. And this product is designed to possibly break that up.
Yeah, that's what it does. It's only designed just to break up the carbon on top of the piston and get it to go through the exhaust.
Fantastic. Veronica's on the phone with us. She has a question about transmission fluid. Good afternoon, Veronica.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
What's your question?
Hi. Yes, I have a 2007 Honda. It's an automatic transmission. And what is your recommendations on changing out the fluid?
On that one there, you don't have a filter. It's more of a screen inside there. And as far as flushing out the fluid, I know that, most manufacturers recommend every 30,000 on that, depending on what type of fluid it is. If it's a synthetic fluid, you can possibly go as high as 60. But the rule of thumb is two. Now it is an automatic, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just make sure if it's a standard, leave it alone. But a lot of different manufacturers, just depending on the mileage and the usage of it, what we usually do is always keep an eye when our customers were doing the oil changes and stuff. We'll always keep an eye on the fluid to see if it's starting to get dark. When it starts to get dark, then we're going to start saying, hey, you know, within a couple more oil changes, we possibly need to replace the transmission fluid. And that's usually a key factor, is what does your transmission fluid look like? Because if it's breaking down, obviously, you need to get something handled on that. But there is no filter. That's just a flush of a system. You can even do a drain and fill periodically as well.
I see. Okay, thank you very much.
All right,
Veronica,
all right.
Thanks
for
the call this afternoon. Our phone number here at KNKT is 505-338-5790. We'll be back with John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive, right after these messages.
Change is inevitable, like the weather. Is your home's heating system running? Remove dampener, check filter, inspect compartments. Wait, I might have to get up on the roof for all this? Inspect heat changer, shut down furnace, properly clean flame sensor. Wait, how do I do that again? Turn on gas valve and check for leaks. Wait, slow down. Gas leaks? Check pilot assembly tubes. Verify blower compartment door is closed. Ready or not, change is coming. When it does, call Bosque Heating and Cooling at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. We'd love to help.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You'll get a better deal and a better experience. And every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Listen up. As Skip Heitzig zeroes in on a real hotspot.
If you ever wonder, well, how bad is my sin? Just look at the cross of Jesus Christ. Your sin put him there. My sin put him there. God had to do that, to buy you to himself.
Hotspot. Bottom line, the cross and Jesus' sacrifice on it.
When we look up at the cross, we see our payment has been made for sin. When God looks down at the cross, he sees his punishment has been made for sin.
Get more teachings from Skip at connectwithskip.com. Now, lean in.
We're not justified by his birth. We're not justified by his teachings. We're not justified by his exemplary life. We're justified by his blood.
His blood that was shed. Download the Connect with Skip Heitzig app on your mobile device. Finally, this.
He did it because he thought you were worth it. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, the Bible said. He looked at you in relationship with him and goes, I'll do it. I'll do it. They're worth it.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
John Chitwood, owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive, in studio with me this afternoon. Southern Boulevard Automotive is located at 2300 Southern Boulevard Southeast. Their phone number is 505-892-2300. That's to call John and his staff directly at Southern Boulevard Automotive. If you have questions this afternoon, I already had four callers. We really appreciate that. Our phone number here, the KNKT studios, is 505-338-5790. So, John, you're telling me off air how blessed mm-hmm. you are and how God just seems to bring to mind a lot of right. information you may not even realize is in there because you've right. been doing this a while.
Right, right.
Same thing about the Word. You spend yes. a lot of time in the Word, and a lot of your advertising is encouraging people in their faith and encouraging them to consider a relationship with the Lord. Tell us about that commitment that you've made to the Lord.
You know, it was one of the things where you obviously, you know, God brings you in different ways. Okay. And obviously I was approached and, you know, I'm talking about back in 2000 and they said, hey, you know, would you consider, you know, advertising on
KNKT? So now what was John Chitwood then? Were you, driving race cars and doing all kinds of crazy things with cars?
crazy, but no, okay. You know, I was at that moment, I was actually, you know, new, you know, I rededicated my life at that time.
Okay.
You know, back in 2000.
Yeah.
And, Kenny Grebe at the time had worked here and he, came and him and I were just talking and he goes, well, you know, you'd be considered advertising. I said, yeah, sure. No problem. And then at the time you're thinking advertising and I hate to say this, but it was almost a little bit of a selfish thing saying, you know, well, I'm advertising.
Right.
And then, as God started working on my heart, it started to be like, well, no, I wanted to do it to bless people because I want to advertise here so they stay on the air to bring the word of God to other people. Mm. And then I started looking at, now this is a ministry. And that's why the, like I told somebody, I said, if I could actually preach during my, commercial and say, you know, and say, you know, give your life to Christ, you know, and then say at the very end, oh yeah, by the way, this is John at Southern Boulevard Automotive. You know, and real quick, I said, I do that.
Well, you know? I think you actually do that. I mean, I think you do that well. I think you use the analogy of maintaining your car and taking care of that as kind of a metaphor for ourselves.
And, you know, it's true. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that you can actually draw those parallels from your life to, you know, from your life to a vehicle or a vehicle to your life. You know, I mean, so many times we feel things that are going on wrong inside of us in our heart. And it's like your check engine light's flashing. Anytime your check engine light's flashing, it means you're damaging something more detrimental down the line.
Yeah, that's neat. We have Ben on the line now calling in for, you have a question for John, Ben? How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
I have a question for John.
Okay.
And I have tried to make appointments with other places.
Okay.
And I always go in, and they've always got a few cars ahead of me. I have epilepsy, so I cannot drive at night.
Okay.
I need to drive through the day. I need to know if he can get my van done. I have a 2015 Chrysler Town & Country that needs a brake job, but it needs to be done during the morning.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah, that's not a problem at all.
But when I, they always say that, but when I make that appointment, I go, oh, we've got 3 or 4 cars ahead of you. It'll be at least 6 hours.
No, 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 no. I can do it. I can do it on the spot. That's not a problem.
Okay. Where are you guys located at?
We're at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, which is right across the street from 7-Eleven and McDonald's on Southern.
And what time do you guys open so I can be there, and when you open so I don't drive at night?
At 7 in the morning.
Okay, I'll be there at 8:30 then.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, Ben. So let's talk about how God's blessing you and really helping you sell a lot of services. I mean, this freezing and thawing thing, creating potholes. I mean, John, that's got to be helping your business tremendously.
You know, like I told you, I said, as long as there's road construction,
yeah.
And we live in New Mexico,
yes.
So, you know, I mean, there, you know.
The shortest distance between any two points is covered with orange barrels.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Southern right now is packed.
It is. And when is that job going to be done?
When it's over.
Oh, when it's over?
Hey, when it's over, yes. I mean, you're talking probably
sometime
a long time.
Sometime in the 2000s, time. You think?
Maybe. I doubt it. Honestly, I doubt it.
I mean, and the funny thing to me is, if we had a big event going on at the pit, for example.
Right.
There would be construction a week before.
Oh, guaranteed.
Right before that event happens.
Guaranteed.
Everything would be orange barrels and you would
right.
down to one lane or a half a lane. And I just don't get it. And I'm always amazed at how things get repaved. And a year later, there's orange barrels and they're repaving it again.
Right.
Now, who's the company that laid down that pavement?
Right. Yeah.
And how come that's not being redone on a warranty type situation?
Yeah, no, agreed. I mean, that's like with anything. That's almost like, you know, with, you know, medical or lawyers, you know, like that, you know, they're practicing law and practicing medicine. I want to know when they're going to get in the game.
That's right. John, I told you when you came in today, I've got 4 or 5 questions. Uh-huh. People have asked me personally or okay. emailed me and said, look, you've got to ask John.
Sure.
So my son-in-law is driving down Corrales Road
okay.
a week ago, and he's got a pretty little slick Subaru, kind of the sports car type model, real low profile tires.
Right, right.
Hits a pothole going mm-hmm. 30 miles an hour. It bends the rim.
Right.
Just a little bit.
Right.
Just enough so that tubeless tire doesn't hold air.
Right.
Brand new rims, you know, they got to be $200-$300 a piece. I mean,
right.
you bought them all on the car, but is there any way to repair a rim like that?
You know what? There was a couple guys in town that had machine shops that would actually return and retrue the wheel and weld it up. Mm. I am honestly, I mean, I know one guy, he just got, I hate to say old, but he old and retired. He was done. And I'm not sure who in town does it now, but I do know there was a couple machine shops I was told that do it.
Right.
As far as you can't straighten them, you know, we couldn't straighten them. You know, I mean, because they're alloy, you know, it's that aluminum alloy, but there are a couple places that could do it and rebalance the wheel. And that's a little tricky as well, because you don't want to have so many, weight on what one part that they welded.
I think that, the people that sell wheels in Albuquerque, kind of widen that pothole a little bit.
Deepen it, yeah.
Because, I mean, this, just one little area was bent.
Right.
Nothing else wrong with the wheel, but I got the sense that wheels are redesigned and reconfigured all the time so that they're selling sets of four instead of one at a time.
Well, you know, that's, you think about it, you know, but, you know, the way our, as anybody drives in Albuquerque or Rio Rancho, you know, east side, west side, doesn't matter. You know where the potholes are. Oh my. Yes. I mean, and you hit them and that, your car jumps up. It's a wham and, you know, alignments are off, you know, wheels are bent. We had a gentleman the other day. He hit so hard on his BMW that the strut came through its housing and hit the axle.
Wow.
And they're in Rio Rancho. Yeah. And he hit hard.
Well, you know, you're driving the speed limit. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe on 528,
right,
55 miles an hour, and you hit a pothole. That's a lot of force.
That's a lot of force to hit straight down. Agreed.
We are talking with John Chitwood, owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive. You can reach John at Southern Boulevard Automotive at 892-2300, of course, area code 505. More with John, answering all our questions about car repair. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Duke City Ready Mix is all about quality on every load and delivering that quality when we say we will, equating it to the best service in the valley. Our goal is to enhance our communities with self-sustaining families through employment at Duke City and giving back to the communities who have given so much to us. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community. The premier concrete, sand, and gravel company in the valley. Contact us at 877-5777 or at QualityMattersHere.com.
Hopelessness. It's a dark tunnel that will lead nowhere good. Are you struggling right now? You're not alone. Depression is an epidemic. Even the Apostle Peter felt hopeless, perhaps no more so than when Jesus was crucified.
The day Jesus died, Peter's hope died. So Peter went from an all-time high to an all-time low.
But Peter didn't stay in his hopelessness because the one he placed his hope in didn't stay dead.
Now Peter's hope, well, it could be called a living hope. He said, according to his abundant mercy, he has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
You too can live a life overflowing with hope. And we want to help you do just that by sending you Ben Corson's book, Optimus Fits. We'll send you this inspiring resource as a thank you for your generous donation of $35 or more to help keep these broadcasts on air. So call now to give and get your copy of Optimus Fits, 800-922-1888. You can also give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. I hope everybody's enjoying the balloons. We've had some beautiful weather since Saturday. We had a little delay, though, I guess, Saturday, John. There was so much fog downtown at Balloon Fiesta Park.
Now, they didn't
Park.
Go up, though, on Saturday.
They didn't, and that's because right. there was too much fog.
Right.
And but the weather was actually really nice. You just right. they couldn't see, and they yeah. don't have, you know, they have to dodge a lot of obstacles.
Vision's overrated.
You gotta have that, you gotta have that line of sight. Hey, speaking of that, John, how many people do you see driving down the road that haven't washed their windshield in about 6 years?
90%.
It's gotta be dangerous.
Oh, I've seen it where, and then the sun hits it and there's a film on the inside and the windshield goes white.
Yeah. And you know? I mean, and guys are hanging their heads out the window mm-hmm. trying to see where they're going.
Every time. I've
so it. It doesn't cost anything when you fill up your car with gas to pull out the old squeegee and give it a good wash.
You know, and what we see, especially when people bring their vehicles in, more than anything, it's the film on the inside.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and because, you know, your dash has oils and stuff in it because of the vinyl or whatever. And the rubbers, and that gets hot and that transfers to the windshield, and that's what you see, you know, and we'll see that, and like, and we'll take it for a test drive and the sun hits it and it's like, oh man, somebody shut off the lights.
Can't see anymore. That is hysterical. John, what is the biggest challenge in, we talked about ministry a little bit and how you, really have a commitment to minister. You have a commitment to minister to people on our radio station, even through your commercials. What's the toughest thing about being in business and serving the needs of people?
It's not so much that there's, you know, the biggest, you know, like there's a challenge. There's always a challenge in everything you do. But at the same token, you know, it's just getting over the hurdle of explaining so what you understand, they understand. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with ministry, is it not? You know, just like Skip. Skip has, you know, understands the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday morning or Wednesday night, he's got to convey that and explain it so they understand. Mm. Okay. So they can walk that. It's the same thing with automotive. People don't understand how something works, and they may have someone either by YouTube, Google, or whatever it is, have given them false information, and they think, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be. And if you go outside those guidelines and, you know, you end up fighting that. I know that, if you look at, any kind of volatile subject, whether it be, you know, well, you name it, any kind of volatile subject.
Sure.
And you go online and you start bringing up some of these blogs and you're the Christian and people just don't get it. Mm. They don't get it. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I don't care, you know, any kind of a volatile social issue, you know, from, same sex to, you name it.
Sure.
It's just, you know,
but immigration, all these different hot topics.
Yeah. Anybody that don't understand it completely inside and out always has a skewed point of view.
Yes.
And it's the same thing with any kind of a business and even employees being the same way. You know, everybody thinks they deserve X, you know, but, you know, really it's Y.
Well, you've got to, let's say you have a bunch of young people that are listening right now mm-hmm. and they're wanting a job. They could be in high school. They're still being educated. They all have aspirations. And
correct.
What kind of recommendations can you make to young people that are looking for a job? What is it that employers are looking for?
Unfortunately, you know, I have a lot of friends who have businesses. And I'm talking any and every profession. Mm. They have a lack of qualified people. And they almost have a point where they're like, you know, are you breathing? You're hired. You know, if you can fog up the mirror, you're good.
Sure.
But it's knowledge and it's also looking for the person that actually has that ability to show up on time, that is willing to learn, and it will go be the overachiever, mm-hmm. not just the person who wants just enough. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, it's 5:30 or it's 5 o'clock, whatever it may be, and I'm out of here. Mm. You know, and then I'm starting when? I'm starting 1 minute before 8 and I'm out of here at 1 minute after 5. Mm. That's not commitment. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not commitment. And you're looking for someone to grow with you. So when a business grows, obviously it grows more profitable and you can share that with your employees. But knowledge is king. Anybody who has the knowledge and knows is able to transfer that into the business, well, then, you know, obviously everybody wins.
Let's go back to some car questions now.
Sure.
Well, actually, I want to ask you about a product. All of us have seen these different oil viscosities, mm-hmm. 10W-30
mm-hmm. yeah,
weight.
Yeah, like 10W-30, 10W-40.
What does that mean?
You have a starting weight when it's cold and a running weight when it's hot.
Okay.
Okay, so if you got 10W-30, mm-hmm. okay, 10 is the starting weight, 30 is the running weight.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, is that the thickness? When they say viscosity, is that?
Well, yeah. It's obviously, yeah, because that's the way it's weight. That's what it's going to be when it starts versus when it's hot. Mm. Obviously, as it's hotter, it gets thinner, mm. you know, and it flows a lot faster. You know, like, for instance, in very, very cold areas, mm-hmm. okay, you'll have a 0-20. Ah. Okay. Zero, it's the starting, you know, that just when it's cold, it'll act like it's like there's nothing there. So there's nothing to drag it down. But as it gets, you know, when it gets started, it's 20 weight that's actually running through the motor. Mm. Okay. You know, for oiling purposes. Now one thing we have seen a lot of is, and these cars are smart. Mm-hmm. These new cars, they're smart. Mm. They're real smart. Actually, the last 6-7 years, these cars are super smart. And, and they all have, it's called VVT or variable valve timing components. And they're all controlled by oil pressure. In other words, you give the car more, acceleration, the oil pressure goes up, opens that, and the computer sees that the RPMs are coming up and knows that, hey, I can adjust the timing through the oil pressure. So it opens a valve and it makes that camshaft just advance just a little bit more to get more performance out of the motor. Mm. But if you're running the wrong weight of oil,
Or if you don't have any oil.
Exactly. Or if you haven't changed your oil. That's the big thing we're seeing right now, is people don't change their oil often enough. All of a sudden, it gets all these deposits, and those deposits get stuck in the VVT sensors, and they burn up.
How often should we be changing our oil?
You know, it varies, especially on synthetics versus conventional. Like right now, I don't know of anybody who actually changes their oil. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, shops or anything else that changes their oil that don't have a mixture or a DuraBlend of conventional and synthetic. It's just a better way of going, okay? I don't know. I really don't know of anybody who just does conventional, you know.
Motor oil.
Exactly. Yeah. It's always usually half and half. Those oils are good for about 3,000.
Okay.
Now, a lot of the synthetics I've actually seen, you know, I mean, I've had people go to 5,000 miles on the synthetic, and when we're taking them out, they're black as tar. And I'm like, you know, something wrong there.
And you can kind of, the molecules are starting to get burned.
Well, exactly right. This, the viscosity inside of it, it's not lubricating like it should anymore. Okay. Its lubricity is actually going out the window, and now it'll actually start going around the rings and it starts burning it. But, on synthetic, I really want people to watch it, because oil consumption is a big thing. Right now, we've actually have a couple cars right now that we're, you know, monitoring for customers, that are, it's no leaks external, but, and there's no smoke going out the tailpipe, but the oil is disappearing.
Wow.
So it's burning it as they're going down the road.
Yeah.
You know, you're just not being able to see it as much, especially with synthetic oils.
John Chitwood, owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive, in studio with us this afternoon. Stay with us. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect. More from John right after these messages.
Latitude's Neighborhood Market is more than just a gas station. Latitude stresses local convenience at grocery market prices. Locally owned and heavily invested in the community. Unlike the national competition, they support local church groups, schools, and service organizations. Come into a nice clean store with friendly faces to greet you. Then pick up a rewards passport to save even more on gas. And get reacquainted with what real convenience is all about. Always open for you. Located in Rio Rancho, just across from Intel. Or online at golatitudes.com.
The Bible tells us we shouldn't just know about God, but that we should know Him. This Is God Face to Face is a free women's Bible study starting Tuesday, October 15th at 6:30 at Calvary Church Westside. Join Sheology as we study some of the awesome attributes of our great God, incomparable, untamable, indescribable, and unchangeable, and what they mean for your life. No registration necessary, however, it is required for childcare. Details online at calvarynm.com. Church.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
John Chitwood and I are visiting this afternoon on ABQ Connect, and we're talking about all kinds of things on air or off air that I need to talk to him about on air so everybody can hear. So, John, I just started to ask you, are most cars now needing four wheels aligned, or is it just two front wheels?
See, here's a big misnomer on that. Okay. Every car has a four-wheel alignment, every vehicle, okay? And that's because you're aligning the front from the rear.
Gotcha.
So if the rear is out, guess what? The front's going to be out. I mean, that's all there is to it. You know, it's like, you know, one hand shakes the other. Now, if the rear is out, you ever go behind somebody down the road and it looks like they're dog tracking?
Oh, yes.
You know, it's almost like the vehicle's going a hair bit sideways.
Well, you kind of think maybe they got hit really hard.
And they probably did.
Yeah.
And what ends up happening is the rear alignment's off, and somebody has aligned the vehicle with the wheels this like this. So you're going down sideways down the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that really happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. So when we do a four-wheel alignment, you're actually going off the rear wheels.
Right.
You know, and then, of course, you have ride height, camber, caster, you know, there's a lot of, you know, SAI, alignment stuff that, you know, that goes on with it. But, every vehicle, gets aligned from the rear. So when we see it, now some manufacturers don't allow for adjustment in the rear. Okay. There are some, and some you got to do shims, some you've got to, you know, actually, you know, bend it back to where it needs to be and stuff like this. But there's a lot of manufacturers don't offer camber caster adjustment in the rear. Some toe, some not.
Well, John, I'm imagining that you just told us that most oil changes occur roughly between 3 and 6,000 miles.
Correct.
And you got to kind of do that regularly based on the number of miles you drive.
Correct.
I would say that if you drive only 3,000 miles a year, you probably don't have to get an oil change every 3,000 miles.
Well, and depending on what the oil looks like and, you know, look at the breakdown of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it's dirty, old, I would.
Now, John, wheel alignments are totally different, though. They could be in your shop. You could do a perfect job of aligning the vehicle.
Correct.
They could drive out on this new construction going on Southern Boulevard and smack a hole, and they need to be back at your shop realigning it.
Exactly. Exactly.
How can you know that you need an alignment?
Steering wheel is not straight.
Mm.
Okay, you know, you've got the horizontal part of the steering wheel, so you can look at your dash. If it's a little bit off, and they go, well, you know, I don't see it. Tire wear. Mm. I mean, you can have the horizontal part of the steering wheel perfect and look at your tires and they're wearing. Right. And that's because the camber's off or the toe is off. Now, caster won't wear that, but you won't know caster's off unless you get it on an alignment machine.
And pull, a little bit of pull when you're driving along?
Sometimes. I mean, you can also have what's called a radial pull as well, and that actually comes out of the tire itself.
Right.
Or like we had somebody where, you know, we've had this hundreds of times where a vehicle is aligned on the machine perfect. But when you get in the vehicle, it drifts hard to the right or hard to the left. And they'll come back in and we'll take the customer for a ride, and we'll say, see how it pulls to the left, and we'll just switch the two front tires from side to side. Mm. And now it pulls the other way.
Right.
So, you know, it's in the tire, not the alignment.
You know, I was in, as I mentioned earlier in the program, to have you guys look at a possible leak on my car, but I'm also getting ready to buy some new tires.
Right.
And so I ask about alignment.
Correct.
And the first thing that your guys told me at the front desk is, Mr. Williams, first, by the way, that Mr. Williams is my dad, I'm Jim. So I said to him, I said, I'm Jim. And he said, well, Jim, the first thing you want to do is go get the new tires and then do the alignment.
Correct.
Because then we're going to be more exact.
Exactly right.
So one of the other things he mentioned to me is that oftentimes these little vibrations that we sometimes feel, those are the weights on the wheels coming off and your tire is out of balance.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right. We've got Mike back on the line. Thanks for calling in. Mike, got a question for John?
Yeah, I forgot to ask you one more question.
No problem.
Antifreeze. You know, some of that Dexcool says every 5 years or 150,000 miles.
Uh-huh.
Is that true or should we?
Oh, you know, just it's really you think about what antifreeze stands for, right? So it does not freeze. Now, it also carries another component. It actually helps cool the engine as well. Okay.
Exactly.
So, now, I've had people come in and they have, you know, 200,000. They said, oh, I've never done anything with my antifreeze. I've checked it and it's good still to 40 below. So what am I actually saying? I'm saying that the antifreeze is still good. You know, but if it's got a lot of junk flying around through it and there's a lot of breakup and you've got stuff floating around, yeah, I'm going to recommend that we flush it out to get that junk out of there so you have more flow and you actually have a better, you know, cooling experience with the radiator. That way none of the ports get plugged up.
And you don't get the clogging.
Exactly.
Course.
Exactly right.
Mike,
right.
I want to share a story with you. I had an older 94 Jeep. And I had a small leak, and I went into one of our parts stores, shall remain nameless, and they said, oh, just pour this stuff in the radiator.
Called Stop Leak.
And, boy, that clogged up the entire radiator, and I had to replace the entire radiator about a week later. So I don't recommend that either because it just doesn't work well.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it does. It plugs up everything.
Yeah. I've heard stories like that, too. Yeah, it clogs everything up, and you'll never have a leak.
Well, you know, what we see with a lot of stop leak, and, I mean, the most notorious thing is not just so much the radiator, but it's the heater cores.
Mm.
You know, they have a leak during the summer. They put a stop leak in there. Summer comes around, and one hose is hot on the heater core, and the other one's cold. No flow.
Cold.
And John, explain to us, the heater core is like a little radiator underneath your dashboard that actually makes your heater work.
The
right?
air blows through it, correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a little finer kind of like the capillaries in your feet, so to speak.
You got it.
And if you put that junk in there, you'll clog it all up.
You got it.
Mike, thanks for your call. That's a great question today.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, I love your program, and thanks again.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Well, we're going to have John Chitwood in studio with us hopefully once a month, and on Fridays is John's preferred day. So ask the expert. John, we've had a lot of callers today. We're always blessed to have you here and talking about the Lord. And I know just from personal experience that everything you say is true. You took me underneath the car, showed me everything going on. So thanks, everybody that called in today. We'll be back tomorrow with more of ABQ Connect. We'll see you then.
Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.